The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
That's how we're gonna start the show off, or what? Yeah. With a fucking click of the can and the brew cracking open. Oh man, I think we're gonna do a somewhat of a drunken podcast this time around, right? Of course. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Spanish Fly in the house. What's going on? Hopefully, everyone is having a fantastic Friday. Of course, you know how we do it every single Friday. Bringing you fresh new podcasts every single week. Of course, this time around, season two, episode four this time around? Yep. That's right. Spotlighting the year 1993. You know, that's how we decided to do the season of Spanish Fly Experience. Taking you guys through a trip through all the 1990s. Of course, we started it off with 1990. Then we went to 1991 the week after that. And then we got that 1992, and here we have 1993 in our laps this week. And of course, we're doing it a little bit different this week. And of course, you may have heard an extra voice in the background. In case you guys don't know, there is also, you know, a voice that's going to be on the show this week. He's usually the guy who's behind the scenes who takes care of my shit every single week. And I'm talking about my boy Rudy Herrera. What's cracking, homie?
What up?
That's right. This is the guy right here that goes and puts all the fucking blood, sweat, and tears into the show and makes sure that you guys are getting it every single fucking week. And, you know, it's a, you know, hardcore labor, man. You know, I provide the fucking vocals. He provides the music and all the hard labor after that. Brings it to you guys. And that's right. We decided we're just going to go ahead and do a show here in Fresno, California. Usually how it's done, it's me and Sacktown and this one over here in Fresno and coming together with the, you know, the beauty of, can't even think of it right now. I had a little too much beer already inside me. You know, technology, you know, the beauty of technology is what brings us together. And of course, doing it this week, you know, the week before Christmas, actually, hold on, this is after Christmas, right? After Christmas.
Before Christmas,
but it's going to be after Christmas when this show comes out. So
you won't hear it
until after Christmas. And hopefully when you guys are hearing this, you guys have gotten what you guys wanted for Christmas. And getting ready for the new year to say, fuck off 2018 and welcome to 2019. And of course, you know, for us, you know, at least for myself, 2018 has kind of been a roller coaster year. It's been more downs than ups, but you know what? We get our asses kicked, we get back up, and we say, fuck it, just go back and keep on doing our thing, you know. Don't let nothing stop us. And of course, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys live that way. But anyhow, 1993. Let me see, Rudy, how old were you that year?
Oh shit, eight.
8 years old. Shit, 1993. I think I was 17, about to turn 18 years old. And yeah, I was a senior in high school in that little shitty town called Parlier, California. And, yeah, I will never show that town any love because I just fucking hated it, that, you know, hate that town, man. But, anyway, I don't give a fuck. Let them hate me. Shit. I give a fuck. Let them hate me. I got nothing but fucking hate for them, man. But, I'll talk about the town, not the people that live there. There's people that live there that I'm cool with, man. But some others are just like, eh, you know, whatever. But anyhow, What happened that year? Let me see. I don't know. I can't really remember what happened that year. But what, anything interesting happened that year, Rudy? You got anything?
I'm going to turn to Google on this one. I have to check it out
because
I was too young to even give a fuck.
Yeah, so was I. At least, you know, in my mind, I was too young to give a fuck. I didn't care. You know, in the body, I was 17 years old, but my mind was still kind of like, and a fucking monkey clapping a cymbal didn't fucking have no fucking care in the world trying to get through high school. Oh, yeah, we'll see. Let's see. Oh, thanks to my brother-in-law. We got in the house also. He's over off to the sides, like the audience just cheering and clapping for us. Yeah, he's going to be just the background voice. That's all you're going to hear. The bombing of the World Trade Center. Oh, shit. Clinton in the White House. Also fucking Barney. Fucking wow. Yeah, that's that's some bullshit when Barney was a highlight of 1993.
Okay. That reminds me of something. So, like, I remember Barney as a kid, right?
And yeah.
I had his fucking neighbor, and he was super into it, so as we got older, he was still fucking into Barney, right?
I thought you said he was fucking Barney. Like, what the fuck?
So this cat fucking would just, like, recite the fucking song, right?
Oh, hell no.
And one Halloween, he dressed up as Barney, dude.
Oh, he
tried,
damn.
He tried to trick or treat as Barney, dude. He fucking walked through the neighborhood, the fucking kids jumped his ass.
Well, she dressed up like that big purple bastard. You're about to get your ass kicked, man. Dang. Stomped on his ass. Fucked him up, shit. Yeah, also, David Koresh. David Koresh, wasn't that guy from Waco?
Yeah,
it was, that fucking guy that had his cult fucking burned down the fucking building and took all his followers with him. You know, bunch of dumbasses followers. You know, it's kind of also like the Donald Trump people, you know, like you fucking him and his little fucking little cult of followers, you know. Fuck Donald Trump, by the way. I don't give a fuck if you guys give a fuck about that or not, but yeah, anyway.
We just lost half of our listeners.
Damn, we're catering to Republicans. What the fuck? I thought we had, you know, all the Mexican listeners to us. What the hell?
They're paying for the show.
They're paying for the show. What the fuck are they paying for?
Sponsorship.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, you got the Republicans, no matter what the fuck you are. Democrat, you know, independent, you know, you fucking go out there sporting that Villains of Saints clothing, which, by the way, is our sponsor, once again, for the show.
Yeah,
Villains of Saints clothing. Check them out, villainsofsaintsclothing.com. They got the winter lineup dropped, you know, and believe it or not, man, it is fucking fly. Even if you like the long sleeves, you know, sweats, whatever else, they got you fucking covered, literally. You know what I mean? Keeping you warm for this winter holiday and all the winters, you know, about to come up in the future. Even if you want to dress up summer-like, they got you covered even with t-shirts. I'm telling you, bro, they got you even with stickers for your car. Drive around the city of Fresno, wherever the fuck you're at, wherever you buy this stuff at, you're going to get some. You get the little sticker to slap on your whip or wherever you want to put it on. You know, at least I put it on my car. That's, you know, advertising that way for Villains of Saints clothing. But also, want to let you know that he mentioned Spanish Fly, you get 10% off.
You got to put Spanish Fly into the checkout box.
Basically, you're mentioning Spanish Fly, but you got to type it in. So don't forget to type it into that box right there. 10% off the price. And, of course, you know, save yourself a little bit of money. Because I know you guys are probably broke from Christmas shopping, you know. I know I am, and I've only got just a few things, and my ass is already fucking broke. But that's neither here nor there. But anyhow, enough of the bullshit. We're going to go ahead and kick off our first song for the year 1993. It's from a group that was out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I believe I mentioned it on my past shows, you know, because these guys were, I guess, the epitome of fucking the Jack Swing back in that day. These guys were fucking kicking ass along with all the rest of them R&B groups back in the day. And they recently got together, like I said, a few shows back. They got together, and after the song was being sung, one of the dudes pushed one of the other singers. Remember that one? I don't know. Do you remember that one?
Just recently, Timmy T posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, because Timmy T was a part of that fucking, you know, part of that era too himself, you know. But he was kind of like more freestyle, but, you know, he wasn't New Jack Swing, but, you know, still Timmy T was the fucking the highlight of the 90s, you know, at least, you know, here locally in Fresno, which, by the way, that's where we're doing the show at. But, of course, the group I'm talking about is Color Me Bad. this group right here, known for that song, I Want to Sex You Up, did have some pretty good cuts besides that one. You know, it wasn't as popular as I Want to Sex You Up, but this song right here that we're about to play for you, right here, dropped in 1993. What song am I talking about? I am talking about Time and Chance. But the song sounds like it says Time and Change. I don't know if you ever heard that song. Like, it doesn't even sound like he's saying chance. It sounds like he's saying change. But the song's called Time and Chance. And yes, you are getting it right here on Spanish Fly Experience. The Spanish Fly, and of course, my special guest, my producer, Rudy Herrera.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right. All right, Rudy, hey, play on that song. Let's get this fucking show started, yo.
Don't it hurt so bad. And it hurts so bad. Always when I'm on, going crazy, time and change.
Don't it hurt so bad? And it hurt so bad.
Oh, chance and time.
Don't it hurt so bad? And it hurt so bad.
Going around, never straight up, sideways, upside down. World is living 6 feet underground. I'm crazy, I'm so crazy. Ooh, time and change.
Don't it hurt so bad?
That was Color Me Bad with Time and Chance. Not Time and Change, Time and Chance. I don't know, that's kind of a weird way they said that word, Chance. I don't know, to me it's kind of weird. But anyways, your boy Spanish Fly in the house doing the Spanish Fly Experience right here. Doing it a little bit different this week. broadcasting live from the city of Fresno, California. Straight up right here in my homeboy's garage right here, just with all the stuff, man, all the happening electronics right here for us to bring the show to life. And I'm talking about my boy Rudy Herrera, you know. Mm-hmm. We also have the audience chilling right here. Javier out here just chilling.
Mr. I don't want a mic.
Mr. I don't want a mic. I'm too embarrassed. I just say, hi, you know. Yeah, he's a little shy pie, but yeah, you know, you get this fool drunk, man. He starts talking and gossiping and shit, man. It's like kind of hard to shut him the fuck up after that, but but it's all good, man. We do it out of fun. But anyhow, during the year 1993, of course, you know, to me, honestly, R&B hits were the shit in 1993. You know, there is no comparison, and I'm sorry, not even 1993, but anything in the 1990s. Let's put it that way. You know, 1993, of course, there were a lot of hits, you know. You know, we just pick a certain few that we want to talk about and play, you know, showcase on the show. But I know you guys probably hear way more R&B hits, you know, than what you're going to hear on this show. And to be honest with you, R&B droppers, these were the droppers back in 1993 or anything in the 1990s, you know. And, of course, you know... Some of these people that are standing in this room or maybe even around here were made to these kind of songs, you know, but, or, you know, they were trying to do stuff back to these songs back in the day. But, you know, if they weren't busy making kids to these little cuts, these R&B cuts they were playing for you on this show, what were they doing back in 1993? What were showcasing back in 1993? What was cracking, like TV shows or?
I know Jurassic Park came out in 93.
Movies, yeah, Jurassic Park, the first one. The original, not the one, the remake. I mean, I don't know. The original one, I think, is way better than the remake, honest shit.
Yeah. But if you want to talk about music, though, Janet Jackson came out with That's the Way Love Goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Michael's sister.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, Mr. Snoop Doggy Dog, before he became Snoop Dogg or even Snoop Lion, this fool right here became, you know... He came out with his own shit after he had came out with nothing but a G-Thang with Dr. Dre back in the early 90s before the 1993 year.
In 93, what were you doing in 93?
Oh, man, 1993, I was fucking my senior year in high school and trying to get through this month. Actually, you know what? That was my first time playing football. I was on the football team at Parley High School. Riding the bench, I didn't do a goddamn thing but just sit there and just cheer on the team. Yeah, Parlier actually had a fucking football team. That was the best. That was, I think, the last year that it was good, that team was good. The year that it was 1993-94 season. And they've just been tanking every fucking year ever since, you know. You know, the coach was Ray Reyes at the time. And Ray Reyes went to Edison High School. He turned that program around, Fresno High School. He left Parlier High. Once he left Parlier High, that fucking program just sucked. I mean...
shout out to junior,
junior high kids could beat them high school kids now, man. But yeah, you know, junior high kids from like fucking Clovis or Fresno, you know. But
you know, it kind of reminds me. I think it was 93 because I about 8-7 years old. I can't remember. I was in elementary, right? And I remember there was this assignment I had to do, and I didn't do it, and I didn't tell my mom I didn't do it. So I went to school, and they were asking about it, and I told them, and I'm the okay, real quick, I'm the oldest of the family, right?
Yeah.
I told them my older brother died, so that's why I couldn't do my homework.
The fuck? Oh, damn.
I said we were outside of the front, he got shot. He got shot with a drive-by.
Shit.
I think I just got done watching, like, fucking...
Boys in the Hood or something.
Some shit like that, yeah. So I told the fucking teacher he got shot. This fucking broad took me to the fucking principal's office, right? Just to give me counseling and shit.
Oh, shit. Get the arm around the shoulder. It's okay, Mijo. Yeah, it's okay.
So I remember this because I figured, fuck, I gone this far. I might as well play it off. So I fucking faked some tears, right?
Yeah, doing the Ferris Bueller up in here.
And then what I didn't think was going to happen fucking happened. They called my mom, right? Oh, and then they start paying condolences to my mom and shit.
Hey, can you imagine that shit, fucking Rudy having his mom fucking in tears.
Yeah, so she comes over. She's like, what the fuck? Like, they're all sorry about your son, you know, passed away. They're like, my son, yeah, your older son. He's like, he's at school. And they're like, no, the one that's older than Rudy. And she's like, I don't have an older son than Rudy. So they brought her down to the school. And fucking explain. Pretty much, they wanted me to explain to her why I came up with the fucking line. And I told them why I did do the assignment. So, and they're like, "Why'd you come up with that story?" And then I gave them a detail of that story, dude. It was fucking, it was really detailed.
You fucking were colorful on that motherfucker.
But yeah, but but they didn't. They didn't after. They heard the story. They're like, "Oh man, that was really creative how he just came up with that out of nowhere."
Did they at least give you an A for effort?
Nah, they pretty much suspended me. And
damn.
they got mad. They said I had to take a day off from school and then like to think about what I did and all that shit. And they had some counselor talk to me.
Oh man. Well, I don't know, man. You had some twisted shit going on in your brain at that time to conjure up a story like that, man.
Hey, man, I didn't want to get in trouble for fucking not doing my homework.
But you were going to get in trouble for faking death, motherfucker. You know, that's like a felony in certain cases.
I thought I was scot-free. The teacher was like,
damn.
She felt sorry for me.
And then, did. It wasn't going to go beyond that, but they pushed it further.
Fucking snitch.
Oh, I know, right? You know, snitches get stitches. Did you ever go back and get that bitch snitches?
No.
You left her alone? Didn't do nothing?
Nah.
Damn. You should have, man. Fuck.
But I didn't have to do the homework, though.
Yeah, well, hey, at least you got out of that shit, you know? Shit, you know, fucking, what, that was like, what, elementary school style?
Yeah,
or?
I think that was like first or second grade.
Damn. This was conjuring us some stories like that, fucking first or second grade.
You should hear what I tell my bosses now.
Well, shit, you know, some of us fucking got a twisted brain like that. Don't give a fuck to say whatever they got to say to get out of anything, man, you know. Got to do what you got to fucking do, you know. But some people, you know, they even say their girls are pregnant or some bullshit like that just to get out of some shit. You know, I got to take her to the hospital. I got to take her for some ultrasounds or some bullshit. And then, you know, do whatever they have to do. And then, you know, it's fucked up. Probably after that, they become pregnant. And then they're fucked for real after that. Shit. But anyhow... I guess we could, you know, I don't know, some crazy shit got gone on right there in 1993. Some great music as well came out in 1993. And, of course, you know, even if these groups had came out with some shit in the earlier years, like this next group right here, they were still kicking ass in the early 90s. I'm pretty sure even up until now, you know, they're still out there. You know, not as much as they are, you know, out in the scene, you know, with all these mumble rappers out there, but, you know, even, you know, some of these fucking so-called R&B singers. But, these fools probably will still fucking bring a show out there. They will still bring a fucking big-ass crowd, and they will still turn the show out as old as these fools are, and they can still fucking, you know, send these fools home. The people that are watching the shows go home and still have a little, you know, fun afterwards, you know, all in the mood and shit. But my next group right here, you know, out of Oaktown, California, you know, I remember saying about these fools, they came up with the name as a joke. And I honestly thought these were these real, you know, their real names. But I don't know, kind of weird saying Tony, you know. Rafael Sadiq was one of the lead singers, you know, went by himself, did a few singles by himself without the rest of the Tones. But when they were together, all the Tonys, man, they came out with some fucking dope songs. And this is one of them right here, one of my most favorite songs right here. Of course, this song is used for a lot of marriages and, you know, people that even if they've been dating for 2-3 days, you know, people, these little kids, how they are nowadays. Oh, it's our 2-3 day anniversary. Let's celebrate. You know, like, but yeah, this song right here, this next song, fucking, like I said, highly used for everything. It's anniversary. Tony. You get it right here, of course, on the Spanish Fly Experience.
right, all right. That was Tony with Anniversary happening right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. It's your boy Spanish Fly in the house along with my boy Rudy Herrera, Mr. Producer himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, of course, we got the audience up here chilling. We got Javier Cortina in the house, just right here chilling. Yeah, he's over there out to the side. He's actually going to be the official timekeeper for the show. Going to make sure that we're not going over our fucking time that we're, you know, trying to keep this, not, you know, short and sweet for you, you know. It's all about the music, all about spotlighting the years, you know, but sometimes when you get alcohol involved and a couple of dudes fucking just chilling up in here, you know, we start, especially when it's a little, some a little party up in here, kind of tend to go a little overboard, but anyhow, we're just having a little fun up in here, man, doing the experience, you know, based on our experiences from the 1990s. Doing 1993 this season, or sorry, this episode, season 2, episode number 4. You know how we do it around here, and of course, this shit ain't possible until we send a shout out to Villains of Saints Clothing. You know, mm-hmm. Rudy, why don't you give a little info about this shit right quick?
Well, Villains of Saints Clothing is a brand that's out of Fresno, California. That's pretty much promoting positivity and community and getting everybody together. So if you get a chance, look up villainsandsaintsclothing.com, check out our page and go to Instagram, check out everything we're posting. We're constantly posting a bunch of content on there. Just kind of stay up to date with us. We're getting involved with a bunch of local talent. And
yeah, we just picked up a huge rapper here in Fresno by the name of Waste.
Yeah. So Waste is coming out already. He already came out with an album, but he's coming out with another full-length album, an EP with some collaboration with some local artists.
Tight.
They're legit, man. Waste himself, he's pretty legit, and he's not what you hear on the radio these days. He's a new breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
He's bringing old-school rap back.
I heard some of his stuff, man. It was pretty good.
Yeah, so
reminded me of old school days, man.
We met with him actually today, and it was pretty fucking cool. And a lot of his ideas are awesome. Right. Yeah, so there's a lot more to come. So if you go to the Instagram, you can keep up with all that shit.
Taking Villains of Saints Clothing to the next level, man. You know, starting off small, getting it, you know, higher and higher, man. Taking it to higher levels, and next thing you know, shit, man. You know, you never know. You might have somebody in Hollywood wearing your brand one day.
Hope so, man. So if anybody's gonna shop, and that's listening to this podcast, so if anybody's going to shop online, if you put Spanish Fly in the promo code spot, you're going to get 10% off the entire order.
That's right. You're saving you guys a little bit of money. You know, like I said, you know, fools out there probably broke shit for Christmas. You know, you want to still look fly at the same time, check it out. Go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Get yourself a little piece of clothing from them. Streetwear for everybody, no matter who you are, they got you covered. Winter, even summer gear. This is out there. You like to wear short sleeve shirts during the winter time. They got you. They got you, man. I'm telling you, fucking dope. Fly gear.
Yeah, we just released our latest hat about a couple weeks ago.
Seen that.
Which we have right here. And it came out amazing. I like the way the stitching came out. The hat's real fucking slick. You know, it's nice. It's a nice fucking hat. I recommend everybody go check that shit out.
That's right. Check it out. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. You'll be hearing a lot about them throughout our shows. Of course, you know, making our shows possible out with the sponsorship as well. So, you know, check it out. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. All right. Getting back into the music, man. We got our next song right here from this quartet out of Atlanta, Georgia. You know, it was like they're one of their, you know, their songs that they released, their first song ever on their album. And, man, I love this song, man. Every time I just hear this song right here, man, it just gets me in the mood to start just, you know, fucking gigging and chilling, man. Who am I talking about? This is Escape. We're just kicking it. Getting it right here, of course, with the Spanish Fly Experience. Come your way, y'all. Turn it up.
real niggas.
Kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
That was Escape, just kicking it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience with your boy Spanish Fly in the house. Spotlight in the year 1993, doing it around this holiday season, the Christmas. While we're pre-recording, it's, you know, before Christmas, but when the show comes out, it's after Christmas. So, you know, having fun on this holiday season right here. Chilling with the boys, man. We added an extra one up in the house, Mr. Jesus.
Scared to talk
over there, man. This fool talks the most shit out of everybody.
I know.
All of a sudden, he wants to record a motherfucker.
You ain't saying shit now, huh, bitch?
Oh. Motherfucker, man, at the wedding, saying he weren't shit. Nobody was shit. And all of a sudden, now he's all a little shy right here.
No habla.
I think we have to do it in Spanish for him to understand, bro. I don't know.
Go ahead, man.
Fucking play some Spanish songs for him and shit. That way he'll get in the mood. Get him more.
You want to get him in the mood? You're fucking nasty. Hey,
nah, I'm not talking about what kind of mood are you talking about over there, man? Shit.
Oh, man.
Man, I don't know what you guys do when I'm not around, but.
You
you try to get him locked up. Talk good enough. Nasty motherfuckers.
We're talking about 1993. So, what were you doing in 93? I'm talking about Jesus.
Look at the mic, man.
Yeah.
Get that shit up.
Radio silence.
Oh, good. That's uncalled for in the radio biz. But, you know, he's a rookie, so we'll let him slide. You know, we'll take him.
Well, hold on. I'm still waiting to hear what he was doing.
That's
good old Viola. Yeah. Fucking three streets. Three street
deep. Shit. The mayor was a fucking.
Probably the first year town. Like, how you second on already.
Fuck.
Damn.
Blink, you missed the scenery.
Holy
man.
Shit.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
Heard they used to have battles, dude. The first street against the third one.
Hey, I heard they got brave one day. They tried to take on Kermit.
Oh, fuck.
All four streets of Kermit.
Oh, damn.
Damn, T's versus four streets, man. Who's going to win that one?
Yeah.
Shit.
You should throw oranges at each other since nothing
but fucking. Oranges and grapes and fucking.
Fucking street number two is like, why the fuck are we in the middle of this?
Take away my dinner, you motherfucker. Take away my food. Yeah, man. But fucking Biola. Crazy little town, west side of Fresno, for those of you who don't know, who are out there listening out in the world. Yeah, straight in Fresno County. Some crazy shit out there, man, you know. People was out there shooting at cars a couple of months ago, but,
Yeah, that's right, huh?
Yep.
That was going towards,
That was actually out there on Madera.
Was it Madera? Yeah, it was, huh?
Yeah, it's like that road.
One motherfucker, right? He would just randomly.
Yeah,
just
this motherfucker was just randomly just shooting motherfuckers. This fool just crazy as fuck, man. Doing some crazy shit out there.
He wasn't like in a utility truck.
I thought he was just shooting like from his fucking house or some bullshit.
No, but like what it was is that he was driving around. He got off of work and he was driving around in a utility truck. And he was just fucking randomly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't pay him, huh? Yeah, he taking it on everybody. I'm gonna take it on everybody's ass. I don't give a fuck who it is. Well, shit, man. You know. But of course, man, 1993, back in B-Town, I'm pretty sure there was like only like maybe one street. Now here in 2018, there's what, 3, 4, 5 streets now.
I think
city's growing a little bit, you know, just like Fresno is. But anyhow, of course, R&B cuss is what we do on the show. You know, for those of you guys who don't know, of course, my boy Rudy Herrera right here in the house. Mr. Producer himself behind the scenes, who usually produces all the stuff, you know, when you guys are listening to the podcast, the guy who, you know, when you hear all the music and hear everything else, all the stuff, this is right here, man. This is the dude right here responsible, man, who's the one that takes care of it all, man.
Yeah.
Puts all the blood, sweat, and tears into the show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, doing it a little bit differently, you know what I'm saying, holidays, man, getting together, families and friends getting together. We're more family than friends up in this motherfucker, I'll tell you that much, man. But, you know, just up in here chilling. But anyway... of course, my next group right here, you know, I think these fools were, you know, more family than friends as well, too. Got together out of Waco, Texas. Had a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with the Kissing Game. Remember that song? I liked the way Kissing Game. You know, and of course, you know, they came out with some other cuts after that. And, of course, mm-hmm. talking about High Five. One of my favorite cuts right here. What the hell was that buzz? Somebody put their phones off the table.
Looking in Jesus' pocket.
Oh, damn. why bring your pocket over here to the table and fucking shaking it up in this bitch? Yeah, fuck you too, Jesus, but we love you, brother.
No, we don't.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's to you too, man. It's a tough love up in this bitch, man. You know, that's all good. Having a good time up in here in my producer garage, chilling, just doing this thing a little bit differently this week, and of course, bringing you the cuts like this from High Five. The song's called Quality Time. Getting it right here, of course, with the Spanish Fly Experience, along with my special guest up in this piece, Rudy Herrera, just joined us right now, Mr. Jesus, and my boy Javier off in the corner, having a good time up in here, drinking some brews and playing you the cuts. Let's do this.
Quality time.
was Quality Time from High Five. Your boy Spanish Fly in the house doing Spanish Fly Experience. Happening up here in the city of Fresno, California. My boy Rudy Herrera, of course, without my boy Steve Fox on the side, just chilling. You know, drinking the beer, just listening in on this. We're just talking shit the way we always do up in here. You know, especially my boy Rudy Herrera. We're bringing him in, of course, because, you know, he's the guy behind the scenes who does all the bullshit for us, man. Yeah, makes this show possible. You know, you also got the other guy over there off in the corner, just chilling, just fucking just wants to walk in and out whatever he wants to, motherfucker. I'm gonna eat my another Javier, you know, just chilling up in here. So, but anyhow, you know, you guys, you know, since we're recording this before Christmas, you know, you guys ready to get this over with? I'm ready to get these holidays out of the way, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm ready to start 2019, man, believe it or not, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool to chill with the family, man. It's cool to, you know, get some gifts and shit, buy gifts and kids every single year, whatever. But honestly, I've been ready for this. You know, what we were talking about while the song was playing, you know, shit happened this year, crazy stuff, you know, but, you know, that's aside from the 1993 shit, but anyhow, you know, spotlighting these high, these R&B cuts that we do every single week, you know, of course, next week will be 1994, you know, can't wait to do that one, man. There's a lot of good songs in 1994 that came out that year, man, of course, you know, but that's why we're doing the 1990s R&Bs, man, you know, but, of course, you know, shouting out to dropping the cans over there, man. It's a little background noise, but it's all good. Shouting out to Villains and Saints Clothing, man. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. You know, these fucking, this label right here, man. I'm telling you, man, you'd be proud to wear this label right here, you know. Of course, you know, there is meaning behind it, you know. My boy Rudy Herrera dropped it a little while ago. I'm going to freshen them up real quick. Let them know this about how they're.
If you're listening to this show, you already heard what I was talking about. But I do want to say that we have a Spanish Fly shirt out there. So if you like the show and you want to rock Spanish Fly shirt, check it out.
Of course, you know, let them know what's cracking. You know, how we do it around here. You know, Spanish Fly making a comeback, man. He was gone for quite a while, but resurrected in the city of Sactown during the Spanish Fly Splashbacks on KUBU 96.5 FM on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. And of course, taking it to higher and newer levels with the Spanish Fly Experience podcast. You know, having fun up in this bitch. You know, doing it differently this week. You know, a little bit, you know, I guess we could, I don't want to call it a drunken podcast, but we are having, you know, a few brews up in here. And, you know,
well, yeah, we
altering our minds, you know.
We already killed the 18 pack the Javi brought, and I think we're going to start as soon as.
Oh, shit. Motherfucking sloppy ass lawyer.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know what I'm talking about?
Damn, this
one wanted to fucking drop that beer earlier.
That's
so. Alright.
Nah, I'm good.
Alright. Alright, man. Our next group, of course, you know, from the song If I Ever Fell in Love, peaked at number 2 in the US back in 1991, I believe, 92. And their album was fucking dope as fuck, If I Ever Fall in Love. A lot of good songs on that album, believe it or not. And of course, tonight we are going to play for you on this show. Was released in 1993 off that album. I'm talking about Comforter, one of my favorite cuts right here.
That's your go-to one, huh?
That's my go-to song right there, Comforter, you know, from Shy. This right here is happening, of course, on the Spanish Fly Experience. Taking care of you in this holiday season. Let's do it.
Listen. Lay down
That was Comforter from Shy. It's your boy Spanish Fly in the house, about ready to crack open another brew. Yeah. Doing our podcast a little bit differently this week. The fuck's going on here, man? Rude bastards. It's all good, man. But anyway, we're doing this fucking podcast up here in the city of Fresno with my boy Rudy Herrera.
Yep.
Right here, man, my producer. Brings the show to life every single week, man. Blood, sweat, tears, every single week. Every week. Every week. Yeah. My boy Jesus up in the house, chilling. Fucking still shy over here. Talking shit, but you know, still shy to get up on the mic and say something. My boy Javier to the corner, just chilling. Having a great time up in here doing this podcast. Spotlight in the year 1993. Of course, the R&B cuts that were out that year. Bringing it to you. You know, we could only play a certain amount, man. But you know, there were so many R&B cuts that were out that year in 1993. Of course, throughout all the 1990s. Throughout the New Jack Swing era. Fucking whatever era else that was out that time, man. It was a great song. Great song after another. Now I'm over here fucking up, dropping my phone.
Holy shit.
More beer than I drink, man. You know, it's all good. But anyhow, what's going on with you, Rudy? How you feeling, brother?
Pretty good, dude. The beer's starting to kick in, but you know, we got more music to play.
Of course, more beer and more beer to drink. More shit to talk. Yeah. More tamales to eat. Well, that's tomorrow. You so probably.
Yes, you want a mic yet? You want a mic? You ready for a mic?
Oh, I don't know, man.
How now he's beers? Comfortable.
All of a sudden, now. Oh, there we go. Got it. Say something over there. Crack it,
check that shit.
Yo, what up, beep?
Boy, it's just right there. Oh, just a little crack right there. It's all good.
Yeah,
get all excited. All right, you just made a Spanish podcast. Oh, yeah. All right.
He learned a couple words in English, and now he's excited.
No, all of a sudden. You know what, man? Now, what was his teacher tonight? A couple of Bud Lights? Hey, let's talk to you, man. Let's talk to you. So proud of him. I know, man. Hell yeah, man. Tap on the shoulder. It's all good. Yeah, have a great time up in here, man. That's how I wish we could do every single podcast like this, man, every single week, you know. But, you know, of course, you know, time will take its course, and we'll see what happens in the future. You never know, you know, me being up in Sacktown, you know, all the happiness and shit that happens right here in the city of Fresno, man, maybe might come a day, you know, come together one day, might mesh together, finally, you know, get you a one, you know, crazy podcast after another. So then we're going to have to do what we got, you know. But in the meantime, of course, bringing you the cuts of the year 1993. And my next song is from, of course, one of the fucking hottest fucking R&B singers to come out and back in the 90s. You know, this dude right here, man, everything he touched, man, turned it to gold. No matter what he did, no matter how he brought it to you, even being a background singers, you know what I'm saying, this dude fucking brought it to you. Of course, you know, he brought people like John B, you know, brought him up and fucking made that album fire. I'm talking about Babyface. And this one right here, dropping shit, 1990s, of course, with a soul food soundtrack. And there's too many to name, of course. And, you know, I wonder what he's doing right now. Once he can hear us in this podcast, you know, I don't know, we'll have to reach out to him one way or another. But one of my favorite songs right here coming up. This is Never Keeping Secrets right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Having a great fucking time tonight. Drink up.
I didn't want to lose my cloud.
Babyface, never keeping secrets. With your boy Spanish Mod in La Casa, up in this motherfucking place called Fresno, California. Happening in my producer's garage, believe it or not. My boy Rudy Herrera.
What up, what up?
Yeah. Having a fucking blast up in this motherfucker. I'll tell you one thing, though, man. Doing a fucking podcast over these days makes a lot more different. It has more of a different effect with alcohol as well.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm fucking having a fucking blast over here, man. We had some crazy people up in the house, fucking off to the side. You know, doing it a little bit differently this time around, you know. Honestly, to me, it was like, you know, fucking, you know, freestyle, having a great time, you know. Holiday season, we're just doing things differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it were up to me, it would have been this. My boy Dan Medina. Where the fuck you been, man? Oh, here comes the wife. Michelle Rodriguez, my lovely wife, who I love so much. I didn't even Not a big experience up in this place, you know. Gotta, you know, we're fucking prepared, bro. I mean, yeah. It feels like, you know, it feels like almost a real studio. I love how you got this shit set up in here, bro. Cool.
It needs to be a lot more cleaner and maybe more set up, but,
Well, it's all about trial and error, bro. You know?
It's getting the job done.
Yes, trial and error, man. Get the shit done. Making sure that you guys are getting this fucking podcast every single week.
Yeah.
Of course, taking care of the year 1993. And because these two lovable motherfuckers up here.
So, Hobby left.
Yeah.
Mr. I don't want to talk on the mic.
I know, right?
Jesus is still here. Mr. I can't speak English on the mic. And now
we have a
walking in is fucking Jamba Juice.
Jamba!
Which
I'm about to learn.
I'm almost afraid to let him even talk on the mic.
Oh, man, bro. He'll fucking start speaking in the fucking language of the pipe. He's going to
make they're going to fucking want to turn off the fucking podcast.
We're not trying to scare him away, man. We're trying to bring more listeners.
You don't want to scare him. Let me tell you what happened during the
See, here we go.
Hey,
you know what? This guy just fucking leapfrogged over Jesus by 100%. He actually talked to him.
I know, and he's not even drunk. drunk, so that means you're fired.
That's just
wait, how do you say you're fired in Spanish?
Vete la chingada.
There you go. You understand that, motherfucker?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, look, you left a baggie, dude. Dang,
shit. You didn't even see me, man. It's all good. It's all right. So how do you say it in Jingle Juice language?
Bing, bing, bong.
Bing, bing, bong. Boom, bop, bop.
Yeah,
and then, I don't know if for some reason that
bing 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 ah. No wait, hold on. Okay, now we're gonna offend some people here.
I know. Hey, but you know what though? If they love us, they'll still stick with us. No matter what we say, no matter what we do, it's all fun and games, man. Having a fucking last up with this motherfucker for the year 2018 that we're in right now, man. Not ready to say 2018 fucking.
This is actually the last podcast for 2018.
Yeah.
This one won't come out until 2019.
That's right. My last, you know, podcast, our last podcast for 2018. Of course, we had my last show over at KUB 96.5 FM. That was my last show last week. So you're going to be hearing nothing but a bunch of reruns for the next few weeks until I go back. January 7th, by the way. Make sure you guys mark that down on the calendar. January the 7th, I will be back on the air, KUB 96.5 FM. But in the meantime, we are going to be doing these podcasts. Course, this time doing the year 1993, cracking open the fucking brews and having a great time for this motherfucker, man. Of course, you know, it sucks because we're having such a great time in here, man. We're about ready to wrap this up, but you know, not until we play one more song.
We got one more jam.
One more jam. Have a great time doing this one. Yeah. I wish we could, you know, keep it going longer, but you know, of course,
we'll have this jam and then we'll close it out. But we'll close it out with these guys. Maybe they'll fuck this up.
Man, fucking stuff means a little shasha, you know. But anyway, of course. What do you remember about this?
I remember they did Michael Jackson
the Human Nature remake
right here. And personally, I do not like.
I don't either.
I don't like.
I hate that song. Believe it or not, I mean, I love SWV, but bro, they still classic by even this music sample.
Dan Medina, he always gives me shit for it. Like, so I tell him that's the worst fucking thing I ever fucking heard. And yeah, he constantly sends
trash.
Yeah, Snapchat, he'll send it to me.
Oh, hell yeah. Man. And see, you know what he tries to do too? He tries to play that plus that shit.
My readers. Oh, yeah. No,
and you know what, bro? And me,
shut him down, dude.
I fucking, you know, I'll play whatever anybody asks me to play. If they want me to play some fucking, I don't know, some, let me see what some weird ass. Some bullshit like that. I'll play it.
Yeah.
This fucking guy asked me for the remix.
You need to shut him down.
Yeah, I've actually shut him down.
You need to do what McDonald should have done there. Shut him down.
But you know what? I don't know, man. He gets shut down at one, but he'll go to the other and try to play them. You know? Yeah. He'll do whatever he can to get that Big Mac fix of his. You know?
Yeah, he's a trooper. Yeah,
of course, you know. Tito's and everything. Yeah. French fries, man.
Get me started on the
price. Oh, shit. We got lots of, lots of fucking time going back to
that. Oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden, huh?
Oh, shit. Hey, did somebody turn on the fucking SAP button?
I can hear him now.
Get him a microphone. Is Los coming
here?
We gotta get it to work.
I think, okay, so for people who are listening, I'm going to start my own podcast for you, but we're just going to do random bullshit talking like how we're doing now, but it's not going to be no music.
Just talking shit.
And I kind of want to have an episode where I'm just playing fucking the whole time. And I want him to give me his input on corruption and government and all that shit, and he's just gonna fucking let loose.
Oh man, why are you letting Republicans up in this motherfucker?
I'm gonna have to go back and open my, all my
AKA, wow. Let me open up my Facebook.
That shit's down.
Damn. I know, I see this one. Facebook got
booted. And he got booted?
Yeah.
Fake news, bro.
Nah, man. Shit. Trying to turn up to Fox News, motherfucker.
Oh, so this actually, let's get back on track. This podcast is about the year 1993. So, what do you remember about 1993?
I don't know. That was
he was playing with marbles.
Play with your marbles, or you're
playing with marbles?
I'll play kick the can.
Right there, boy.
Pogs, yeah. Yeah, that was big back in the day. Pogs and marbles, yeah, for sure.
Pogs, marbles, and gigapets, and whatever the fuck else. Man, all kinds of shit.
Gigapets?
Last year, that's 1997.
Yeah, I don't remember gigapets.
Excuse me, guys. Good beer, you know. Have we had enough beer to last until the night, or however long we're playing?
So, like, Jane just brought some, and she's brought some.
Well, excuse me, here we go again. Not giving you love, shoot, shoot. I believe it or not, you know, shoot, shoot, you know, back then meant something. Now, you know, the way the R&B folks used shoot, shoot back then was for a little, you know.
Yeah.
But let me see what else. Just too many R&Bs.
We were talking about it before that all this music for Jesus is like brand fucking new.
Yeah.
That's how strict his dad was that he would have let him listen to anything when he was
young. I think he got turned on to this music once we started playing it for him, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, turning on a whole new light for this pool, man. The whole other side of his brain just lit up. Started liking this stuff. Fucking 1990 shit for him. But, you know,
I think for most of our listeners that this music is like a nice little flashback and, you know, kind of time machine, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
For Jesus, it's like fucking brand new album. This shit just came out, son.
Yeah,
this
shit's
a fucking fire, bro.
Now, they didn't use those words fire back then.
Oh, no.
Off the hood,
this shit was hella tight.
Hella tight.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
Yeah.
Give me some skin.
Say that while you're wearing your cross colored jacket.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fucking stole my marbles.
Who took my cross colored jacket? You know, people were getting jumped for that shit.
Hey, were you playing Fox back then?
I didn't play no Fox, bro. Huh? I grew up in the country, bro. I was playing with rocks in the canal, dude. Fucking skipping the fucking rocks across the canal.
Throw fucking grapes at each other or what?
Nah, fool, we didn't have no grapes. We had peaches and fucking plums.
Oh, then that must have really hurt when you threw it at somebody.
Knock your ass out.
Especially when my dad was fucking chasing me with that shit. Cabrón. Mow that grass, motherfucker.
Fuck.
Shit, my dad was a mean motherfucker.
Make you mow all fucking 18 acres?
Yeah, fool. Just with the hand, with one of those push lawnmowers. Dude, I didn't even get the motorized lawnmower.
Damn.
Shit.
Blades were dull.
Oh, yeah. Then I had to go back and rake that shit, too, dude. Fuck. Big ass compost pile and shit. Man. Yeah.
Fuck your fucking
ass. Oh, shit.
By playing with other kids' marbles. You get what I'm saying?
Ah, yeah. One, two. I thought you knew how to count. One, two.
When you first discovered that the bigger marbles than him.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, he's gonna start his own show one day, bro. Fucking
Kiko Jean.
El amor. El amor. You know.
Kiko Jean.
Sucio Mendes show.
Let me tell you how I save Christmas.
That's an old school picture right there, man. That's good shit right there. Man, having a good time up in here, man, with my boy Rudy Herrera and all the rest of the crew up in here, man. We've, you know, I'm probably the guy that's probably the, I guess, that's been a part of this crew for the least amount of time. Because you got Rudy, Jamba, and Jesus, man. These guys have been fucking knowing each other since they were fucking kids. I've been in probably the picture maybe about a little less than 10 years, maybe about 10 years, 19 years old. These fools, that's how old they were, but, you know.
And even one of our absolute listeners that always tuned in.
Daniel Paredes, yeah. That motherfucker right there, too, yeah. Daniel. Back in the old school days, man. Fuck, I remember hearing some stories about this shit, you know. But, yeah, these fools, man, they're good to be around, man. Good, you know, more like family to be than friends, man. We're all family. We talk shit to each other. But, you know, okay, that's how it is, man. That's how it is. You know, sometimes, like, I don't love that motherfucker, but either.
Hey, you know, even though I'm dead,
just close them in and suffocate me and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be the one to look at the guys and face too.
Yeah. You still ain't shit, bitch, even though you're dead, motherfucker.
Somebody put that SAP button.
Ah, shit.
What's up, so the next song,
that's gonna get carried away again, right? Yeah, of course, right. You know. Oh, well, by the way, you know, we'll say what's up to the sponsor after the song, but in the meantime, you know, I got my girls, SWB coming up, yeah, SWB coming up right here, you know, out of New York City, came out with songs like, of course, the one that we were talking about earlier, the Human Nature remix, which we cannot stand right here. I'm So Into You, You're the One, Rain, so many good songs. But this one right here, actually, like, kind of spotlighted to or any other song that's out there. It's played on the Slow Jam channels and everything else still to this day. Here we are 25 years later.
Damn.
Woo!
Don't put it like that.
Time is flying, man. Faster than motherfucker, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about SWB. This song is called Weak. It's the jam right here. You're getting it right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Happy holidays, motherfuckers. Enjoy this shit.
It's
SWV with Week right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Boy, Spanish Fly in the house. Oh, excuse me. you guys gotta pardon our manners. This podcast, you know, we usually don't do this. It's our first time around, you know.
Second.
Well, it's actually our second time around, but maybe, I don't know, the last time we didn't get as intoxicated. We still got more beer to drink, man.
No, we did, but it's just, you guys be the judge. It's on season 1, episode 7.
Yeah, check that one out. Season 1, episode 7, man. Having a great fucking time over here. We pre-recorded a podcast up in here. My boy, Rudy Herrera, you know, my producer.
Yeah.
In the house, man. Doing big things for us, you know, here at the Spanish Fly Experience. And bringing this motherfucker to life every single week. Of course, you know, spotlight the year 1993. Man, I was a senior in high school. About ready to graduate in 1990. Oh my God. I was enjoying life at that time because I was on fuck high school. Man, couldn't wait to get the fuck up out of there, man.
Yeah,
we're wrapping this up, man.
Pretty good jams, dude.
That's pretty, thank you very much, man. You know, just songs that we came, you know, to play for you guys on this podcast, you know, brought it to life, you know, bringing you back every single week, bringing you back to when the days were good, when days were bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to, like, highlight those years that, you know, you were probably like, man, I remember those times, had a good old time. Hell yeah. It was times like, what the fuck was I doing, man?
Yeah.
Fuck, I fucked up back then. Wish I would have made things better. You know, just, you know, no matter what you try to do to make things good around here, man, we fucking do stuff like that around here. You try to flash you back, you know. I mean, it's not that we love living in the past. We just love to reminisce about the good times. You know, honestly, music nowadays is not worth my life. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's going to be people later on in the future, you know, around our times, 20 years from now, that are sitting there, maybe our chairs are doing this. They're not going to want to remember the music that's out now.
Yeah,
no. They'll probably be broadcasting, you know, fucking reminiscing about our shit.
We're going to get some fucking clown that's going to come up with a podcast and reminisce the dibba da dibba da
I remember that Tekashi 69. I remember that guy, you know, that was a fucking clown.
Oh, man, he was the best of our time.
The fucking best of our time. I remember Migos and Future and you know, whatever the fuck these motherfuckers put those names is now. Can't stand these fools, man. But you know what? It's all good. That's why we're keeping it fucking old school but fresh around this motherfucker. Having a great time. Every single week. 1990s R&B's, you know, R&B cuts were the shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, a lot of kids were made in the 1990s. Young and old motherfuckers were made at that time. Babies at that time. You know, they have a 90s child up in the house. Well, I don't know, he acts like a 90s child, but even though he's not really
a 90s. This guy was born in 86 or 85.
That's what I was saying, but he acts like a 90s child. Yeah. He acts like he was born yesterday, too, sometimes. It was funny. But I, you know, I guess I can say the same thing too. I don't know how a 40-some-year-old do that. You know? I've never been 40 before, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I am. I do what I do. Rudy, you do what you do.
Yeah.
David does what he fucking does.
I definitely don't act my age.
All I remember is how I, you know, remember how to act back in the 20s and 30s. It's a different generation. Different way of living life nowadays. Yeah, man. Careless, reckless. Like the fucking saying goes on their shirts. Villains and saints. You know?
Yeah.
It's either good or bad. You know what? No matter what. However you decide to live your life, you're going to be respected. Regardless of the fact. You want to live like a villain? You want to live like a saint? We're going to respect the fact. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Just do it yourself. And fucking have a great time. Go balls out while you're fucking doing it, alright? Don't fucking hold back. do, you know, fucking, who cares what other people think about you, you know, it's like how we do, you know, myself, Rudy, Chamber, Jesus, and my home, my brother-in-law, the way home, I'm here, you know, yeah. That's how we do things, so. But, unfortunately, of course, well, I was talking about Villains of Saints Clothing at villainsofsaintsclothing.com, you know, streetwear for everyone out there, no matter who you are, you know, they got you covered, and for all seasons covered for you as well, you know, got the fall line, the spring lineup, got the winter lineup, summer lineup, they got you covered every single season, I'm telling you, you know, fucking dope gear for everyone, and when you mention my name, at the very end, I'll start with you. Type in my name.
Promo code spot, you promo type code. In Spanish Fly, you get 10% off your entire order.
Right, say we need some money, of course. You know, I know you motherfuckers is broke out there from the, you know, shopping for Christmas and everything else out there, you know, so.
And also, check out the Spanish Fly shirt that we made.
Yeah.
Just for Spanish Fly.
Come on, man. Support that name out there. Let them know what's going on. We know, resurrecting the old household name that was held back in the early 2000s. Back, and you know, I can say it on this podcast. I can't say it on my radio station that I work at now. Yeah. Back when I was at 94.3 The Party, Spanish Fly, that's when I was born. Mm-hmm. Had a great fucking time, rolled with it for a few years, put him to bed for a little while. You know what? Bringing this motherfucker back to life, and doing it with this podcast, doing it with my fucking radio show every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. on AEBU 96.5 in Sacramento, California, which is about to be pretty much almost, you know, already be that motherfucking place tonight.
What's going on, man?
Get that mic a little closer.
Get a little closer.
Just just enjoying this beer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little horn over there, putting that thing close to
it. All right, man, let's close this out, dude.
Yeah, let's do this, man. All right, Spanish Fly. Trying to put this motherfucker to bed. Rudy Herrera.
Yep.
Jamba. Jesus up in here. Put this motherfucker to sleep. Yep. For the year 1993, we'll be back next week.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains of Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsofsaintsclothing.com and use promo code Spanish Fly to get 10% off your next order.
Hey, let me talk to you a little bit about Villains and Saints Clothing, okay? Villains and Saints Clothing is an awesome clothing brand that was created in Fresno, California. And it was made for ordinary people that like to wear street clothes and look good at the same time. Right now, I'm wearing a Villains and Saints Clothing sweater, a hoodie, and it feels amazing. And it's super comfortable. And the design on it is legit as hell. I mean, you gotta check this shit out. VillainsOfSaintsClothing.com. And when you do that, if you like something on there, which I guarantee you're going to, when you purchase something, go down to the checkout list and type in Spanish Fly. You type in Spanish Fly and you get 10% off your entire order. So if you wanna just buy all sorts of shit, guess what? You're gonna get 10% off your entire order just because you listen to this podcast. So, do yourself a favor, do yourself a solid, go down to villainsandsaintsclothing.com, check it out right now, right when you're done listening to this, get on that, and then come back and listen to the podcast, villainsandsaintsclothing.com, check it out.